Hello, my dears, and welcome to episode 44 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. Today we have a class centering on the goddess Lakshmi, where Kali is the fierce, ferocious mother. Lakshmi is soft, abundant, round, beautiful. I do hope that you love this class just as much as I loved sharing it with you. Please do get in touch. I received some lovely, lovely, lovely emails this week from new listeners, from perhaps old listeners, but most importantly, from lovely yogis around the world. Hello to Beth, to Jessica, to Akani, and to Julia. Some of you are students in real life who are now podcast listeners, and I'm very happy to have you as both and to hear from you via email. I thank you all for your comments, your donations to the cause, and for your support by practicing yoga. Please do visit the website www.sunroseyoga.com to get in touch and for more news and lots more yoga. And with that, I wish you peace on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste. Begin by bringing ourselves to a beautiful seat. Today we bring a bit of Lakshmi into our practice. Lakshmi is beautiful, abundant, round, spherical. And as you bring yourself to your seat, call upon some of those properties to inhabit your body. We'll find a place where our spine is still able to lengthen and where our hips may open and release. So Lakshmi, the eternal partner of Lord Vishnu, though eternal devotee of Lord Shiva. We experience Lakshmi most profoundly when we give to others without any expectation of a return payment, if you will. That is what drew Lakshmi to Vishnu. And I think it might help if we talk a little bit about how Lakshmi came back to earth. This is one of my favorite stories. So as we were saying, Lakshmi is beautiful, she is abundant, she is happy. But there was a time when the gods were in a big fight with the demons, and the gods were sent into exile. During that time, Lakshmi hid in the ocean of the milk of immortality, Amrita. And then beyond that, a great flood occurred, covering up all of the earth and concealing the Amrita where Lakshmi was hidden. Finally, the gods came out of hiding and they tried to reclaim the Amrita. And essentially, they got themselves involved in a tug of war with the demons. And at one point, the tug of war was being played with a serpent wrapped around a tall mountain. And they were just churning the sea back and forth as they pulled both sides of that serpent from one side into the other. Now this churning woke Lakshmi up, and she re-emerged. She brought herself back to the surface, and all of the gods saw her. They all thought she was beautiful, amazing, wonderful, all of those lovely things. But she, at this point, became enchanted with Vishnu as he said something to the effect of, "I am happy when I am making others happy." And that's the trick about Lakshmi. When we seek abundance or wealth for ourselves, she doesn't look too kindly upon that. She bestows her favor, so the stories go, on those who give with a full heart, who give without expectation of anything in return. And I thought that this poem, Peonies, by Mary Oliver, brings sort of a modern twist to this notion of abundance through giving. "This morning, the green fists of the peonies are getting ready to break my heart as the sun rises. As the sun strokes them with his old, buttery fingers as they open, pools of lace, white and pink. And all day the black ants climb over them, boring their deep and mysterious holes into the curls, craving the sweet sap, taking it away to their dark underground cities. And all day, under the shifty wind, as in a dance to the great wedding, the flowers bend their bright bodies and tip their fragrance to the air and rise, their red stems holding all that dampness and recklessness gladly and lightly. And there it is again, beauty the brave, the exemplary, blazing open. Do you love this world? Do you cherish your humble and silky life? Do you adore the green grass with its terror beneath? Do you also hurry, half-dressed and barefoot, into the garden, and softly, an exclaiming of their dearness, fill your arms with the white and pink flowers, with their honeyed heaviness, and their lush trembling, their eagerness to be wild and perfect for a moment before they are nothing forever." And with that, let's bring our arms out to our sides onto the floor, a comfortable distance from your body. Slowly begin to shift your weight from left to right, into the tips of your fingers, shifting from your left sitting bone to your right sitting bone, and feeling with it the undulations of your spine, almost as though you were the medium of that cosmic tug of war, just dancing from side to side, being drawn in one direction and then the next. And with it, just a churning, a dancing of the spine as you move in a way that is comfortable, in a way that feels natural. Making those movements bigger, sitting bones maybe floating up off the floor, the neck feeling a bit more loose, the shoulders becoming freed, the heart center becoming buoyant. I begin to make those movements smaller, closer to center, shifting until the spine comes to that place where it's lengthening from its base all the way to the crown of the head. We'll bring the fingertips in front of the knees and slowly begin to just walk the hands forward, coming to an easy, gentle place, a forward fold where the spine is rounded, where you're supporting yourself with your hands. And maybe the sitting bones float up and away from the floor just a touch. We'll just find our way into this delicious stretch, maybe coming up onto the tips of the fingers and elongating the neck by tucking the chin. We'll slowly begin to walk the upper body back up, walking your hands toward your knees. And from here, we'll plant our hands about shoulder-width distance on the floor, spreading the fingertips wide. We'll roll to the knees, coming to table, Chakravakasana, hands and knees, lengthening the back of the neck as you inhale, tucking the chin. Let your exhalation guide you to downward facing dog. We'll curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky. The spine is making its way to a nice long place where the low back is lengthening and where the tops of the shoulders are drawing away from the ears. Move in a way that feels natural, perhaps bending one knee at a time, perhaps nodding the head yes and shaking the head no, feeling the tops of the shoulders sink away from the ears as we create space between the earlobes, the upper arms, and the heads of the shoulders. As we create space in the upper back, drawing the shoulder blades down the back. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward between your hands, helping it if it needs help. Lower your left heel toward earth. And keeping your right knee bent, let's rise up to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. The arms are extended out in T. Right knee is bent, left leg is straight and strong. The pinky toe side of the left foot is connected deeply with the earth. Turn your palms to face the sky, taking a full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, make fists with your hands and draw your elbows toward your body. Inhale, extend the arms back to T, palms facing the sky. Exhale, ball the fists and draw the elbows close in toward the body, engaging the arms. Inhale, extend. And exhale, draw the elbows close to the body one more time. As you inhale, extend the arms back out to T. And as you exhale, turn your palms to face the earth. As you inhale, straighten your right leg. And as you exhale, release your hands to your sides. As you inhale, sweep your right hand up toward the sky. Spin the palm to face the wall behind you. And as you breathe out, slide your left hand down your left leg. Let your heart still lift and let your hips remain open. Taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, bend your right knee, coming to exalted warrior, reverse warrior. We continue to feel the fullness of our ribs, the space between each rib, the fullness of the belly, the length of the spine, back of the neck continues to lengthen. And let your exhalation bring you back to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. As you inhale, cartwheel your hands down to earth. And as you exhale, step your right foot back to Downward Facing Dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Thigh bones begin to press back toward the wall behind you. There is an abundance as you soften the back of the heart, the space between the shoulder blades. Let your in-breath guide your left foot forward between your hands, lowering the right heel to earth. Keeping the left knee bent, the right leg straight and strong, rise up to Warrior Two. Arms are extended out to T, perpendicular to the spine, and you expand in every direction. We'll turn the palms to face the sky as we breathe in. And as you breathe out, make fists and draw your elbows close to your body, engaging the arms. Inhale, expand, extend the fingertips. Exhale, fists, and draw them toward your body. One more. We'll inhale, expand your wingspan as you extend the arms out to T, palms face the sky. And exhale, draw all around you, close to you as you ball your fists and draw your elbows close. We'll inhale, extend the arms back to T. Exhale, turn your palms to face the earth. Inhale, straighten your left leg. And as you exhale, release your hands to your sides. As you inhale, sweep your left arm toward the sky. Spin the palm to face behind you. As you exhale, begin to slide your right hand down your right thigh. Breathe in, lift and lengthen, open through the heart. Exhale, bend your left knee, taking care that you can see your big left toe if you were to take a peek at it. Still connecting deeply into the pinky toe side of that right foot. Let your tailbone grow a little bit heavy, so that it draws down toward earth, and we take a little tension out of the low back, out of the lumbar curve. Let your next exhalation bring you back to Virabhadrasana 2. Arms are out to T. And as you exhale, just expand in every direction. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. Exhale, step your left foot back to Downward Facing Dog. The body may feel more compact from the tops of the shoulders to the mid to low back, but find yourself radiating up through the hips and shining down into the earth through the line of your heel, through the knuckles of your hands. Share your abundance in these directions. With your in-breath, step your right foot forward between your hands. We'll keep the ball of the left foot on the floor. The heel will remain lifted. Hips are square to the front of the mat as you bring your hands to the top of the thigh, to the heart center, and then sweep the arms around and up overhead, shining out through the fingertips, softening the shoulders away from the ears, Anjaneya Asana. Allow your left thigh to remain buoyant. The inner thigh is floating up toward the sky. the same time, we'll press out through that heel so that the line of energy extending from the body runs parallel with the earth. And then for one final little bit of goodness here, bring your awareness to your shin bones, both right and left, and then isometrically draw them toward your midline, toward the center of your body. As you inhale, bring your hands to your heart. And as you exhale, release your left and then right hand to the earth on the inside edge of your right knee. May also lower your left knee to the earth. Now we'll position that right shoulder so that it's just behind your right calf. You may wish to lower your left elbow to the earth. We'll take in a full, beautiful breath here, lengthening our spine. As you exhale, let your heart draw down toward the earth, and at the same time, press your right shoulder into your right calf. Hug your shoulder with the calf as that shoulder presses in. Now, if you've still got your left knee lifted up off the floor, really engage that leg by feeling a bit of buoyancy through the thigh and pressing out through the left heel. We'll take our time as we soften the space between the shoulder blades, soften the belly, soften the thoughts. Bringing the hands to the floor, we'll slowly begin to walk the upper body back up. And then scooch your right knee back towards center so that it's between your two hands. Taking a full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Maybe shift the hips from left to right. Wiggle and shimmy in a way that feels natural. And let your in-breath bring your left foot forward between your hands. Again, staying on the ball of the right foot, shining out through the right heel. Hands come to the top of the left thigh, to the heart center, and then sweep all the way up. Feel the spaces between your fingers. Feel the spaces between your ribs. Feel the spaces between your collarbones. Again, use this opportunity to come into your legs, to let your inner left thigh be buoyant, floating up toward the sky as you press out through that left heel, to bring your awareness to your shins and draw them in toward the midline, and shine out through the fingertips. As you inhale, draw your hands toward your heart. And as you exhale, lower your hands to the earth and maybe lower your right knee to the earth as well. We'll bring ourselves to the inside edge of our left knee with both arms. And we'll find that position where our shoulder is pressing in to the left calf. And we'll maybe brace ourselves with a right forearm on the earth. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine. As you breathe out, lower your heart toward the earth, and at the same time, press your left shoulder in to that fleshy part of your calf, engaging your leg as you hug the leg into your shoulder. And if you still have your knee lifted, press out through the right heel, enliven, engage. We'll slowly lower the hands to the earth, walking the upper body back up, bringing your left knee between your hands, between your arms. It's taking a full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, step your right foot forward to meet the left, coming to Uttanasana, forward fold. Let the crown of your head be heavy, drawing the top of your head toward earth. Let your hips shift over your ankles. As you breathe in, come to Ardha Uttanasana, come up halfway, either by bringing your hands to your shins or by walking them forward on the floor and lengthening your spine from the base all the way beyond the crown of the head. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into your feet and rise up, press yourself away from the floor, use your legs, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale the hands to the heart. Let's step our right foot back, not quite one leg's length, and we'll turn to face that long side of your mat so that both sets of toes, both hips, both kneecaps are facing the long side of your mat. From here, we'll step our heels in, pointing the toes out so that we're in a very big second position of sorts. Spread the toes, connect the four corners of the feet with the earth, and as you inhale, sweep the arms around and up overhead, just shine out through the fingertips. As you exhale, begin to bend the knees, keeping the tailbone tucked, coming to that space where you really sink in to the sensations of your quads, quadriceps. We'll take in a breath here, lengthening ourselves from the very base of the spine beyond the crown of the head. Exhale, connect your big toes with the earth. As you inhale, open your arms up wide as though you were going to give someone a big hug. And as you exhale, with arms extended, twist to the right. Feel your wingspan expanding. Inhale back to center. And exhale, twist left, lengthening from fingertip to fingertip. Inhale back to center. Exhale, twist right. Inhale back to center. Exhale, twist left. Inhale back to center. And as you exhale, release your hands. Straighten your legs and step them just a bit closer together. Turn your toes to face forward so that the feet are close to parallel. We'll bring our hands to our heart, taking a full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, begin to draw your seat down toward the floor, bending the knees as you go, coming to Malasana, garland pose. The very base of the spine is drawing down toward the earth, and the shoulders stay soft away from the ears. You can either bring the backs of your arms to the insides of your thighs, or keep them where they are for Malasana, our yogic squat. Breathing the spine long. As you breathe out, let your head become heavy and let your back round. As you breathe in, come back up where that head is facing forward. And as you breathe out, soften to your hips. Lower your seat all the way down to the floor. We'll roll onto the back. Knees bent, feet fairly close to the bum. Arms are extended out to your sides, so your hands come to rest just below the bum. As you breathe in, press your hands into the earth. As you breathe out, press your hips up over your shoulders. Your feet may drop back behind the head. Bring your hands to your low back, and one leg at a time, extend your feet toward the sky. To Sarvangasana, shoulder stand. Let your breath remain smooth and even here. This is where we recharge all of the energy centers of our body so that we are more able to give of ourselves, more able to share our abundance with others. So like I mentioned as we began, Ms. Lakshmi was a devotee of Lord Shiva, even though she was completely devoted as a wife to Lord Vishnu. So every day, Lakshmi had 1,000 flowers picked by her handmaidens, and she offered them to Shiva every night. And she would spend time counting to make sure that there were 1,000, to make sure that he always knew her devotion to him. And so one day she counted them, and there were only 998 flowers. It was already dark, so she could not pick any more, and the lotus flowers had already closed up for the evening. And Lakshmi was worried. She thought that it was a bad omen to offer fewer than 1,000 flowers. And she remembered that her husband had described her bosom as blooming lotuses. And in that moment of devotion to Lord Shiva, she decided to offer her bosom as the 2 missing flowers. And so she had cut off one of her breasts and placed it with the flowers on the altar. So Shiva was so moved by this devotion that he appeared and asked her to stop. He then turned into her cut breast and turned it into a sacred bale fruit and sent it to earth to flourish in honor of Lakshmi. That is just one example of Lakshmi's devotion. And from here, let's let our feet drop back behind our head. We'll come today to snail pose, a rounded version of plow halasana, where we bring our hands to our back and cradle the back. We bend the knees and draw the knees close to the ears. We're supported and we're round, much like a piece of fruit, much like a lotus flower. Perhaps this is our offering of devotion to life, to the abundance we have been offered ourselves. Our attention naturally turns within as we fold so deeply forward. Let's extend the arms behind you in space so that they're flat on the floor with the palms facing down. And we'll slowly begin to roll down onto the earth, one vertebrae at a time. Taking your time, feeling your spine connect completely. And the feet come to the floor last, and we'll hug the knees to our chest and rock gently from side to side. And from here, let's just extend our feet toward the sky. So your spine is connected with the earth and the legs are extended toward the sky, creating a right angle or perpendicular legs with earth. And we'll separate the legs, so we're creating maybe even a 90-degree angle between the legs. And maybe hold the inner or outer thighs with your hands here. Just taking a few beautiful breaths. Feeling the thighs press back toward the wall behind you, rooting those thigh bones draw the legs back together. Draw the knees toward the chest. And we'll slowly release the feet to the floor, keeping the knees bent. From here, we'll press our elbows into the floor, just coming to rest on your elbows. A very comfortable and perhaps familiar position. We'll let the heart float up here. You may feel a bit of buoyancy through your ribs and through your heart center. The ribs may open. And then let your head drop back, opening the neck, releasing any tension through the throat, relaxing the skull, releasing any tension out of the crown of the head. As you breathe in, lift your head, just gaze at your knees. And we'll drop our knees to one side and use our arms to bring ourselves back up to a comfortable seat. And we'll take the legs nice and wide, just as we did reclined. Now we're sitting upright. You may wish to elevate your seat up on a blanket if your lumbar curve wants to switch directions and poof out. Thigh bones press into the earth. As you breathe in, sweep your arms toward the sky. And as you breathe out, begin to let your heart float forward in space. Imagine yourself, instead of rounding toward the floor, let your heart shine toward the wall opposite you as you hinge from your hips. You may even gaze forward, releasing your hands to earth, to your thighs, or to your big toes. If doing so will not cause you to round your spine. So often when we sit at our computers, we stretch out our back already, and that might feel very natural. But here we're moving deeply into our hips, and we're keeping our spine long. We're keeping our back taut, all of those big muscles down the back of the body. Let each breath in lengthen your spine a little bit more. And let each breath out connect your hips, connect your thighs more deeply with the earth in Upavishta Konasana. And then as you breathe in, slowly begin to draw yourself back up to a nice tall seat. As you breathe out, bring the soles of your feet together, letting your knees splay out to the sides. As you breathe in, lengthen your spine. And as you breathe out, begin to draw your heart toward your big toes. So the low back stays nice and long here. Shoulders soft. And if you'd like, you can take hold of your big toes or thread your arms underneath your shins, underneath your calves and shins, sliding them onto the floor. Allow your head to become heavy, your chest to become heavy, and your belly to become heavy. And from here, let's slowly begin to make our way back up to a nice tall seat, using our arms for support, taking our time. We'll bring our hands out to our sides and help ourselves roll all the way down to the earth. We'll bring the knees toward each other so that knees and feet are about hip-width distance apart and the shins are vertical. That is, they are straight up and down. We'll connect the feet with the earth, and as you breathe in, lift your hips, lift your low and mid-back, pressing the tops of your shoulders into the earth, and maybe interlacing your hands underneath your back on the floor for Setubandha Sarvangasana. Allow your spine to lengthen. Allow your neck to retain its natural curve. There's no need to flatten out the back of the neck. Allow the bum to relax. The backs of the legs will relax as well. We'll move into the front of our legs, into the balls of our feet. Slowly we'll come up onto the tippy toes and use your exhalation to roll down one vertebrae at a time, taking your time. From here, we'll bring our right ankle to the top of the left knee. And we'll lift that left foot up off the floor and thread your right hand through that hole just between your right and left legs. And we'll clasp our hands on the top of your left knee. Your spine is connecting with the earth. Your shoulders are relaxed. Now, as you breathe in, draw that left knee toward your chest. Lift your head toward your knee. And as you breathe out, release your head and release your grasp. As you breathe in, draw yourself together just as you did before. Draw the knee toward the chest. Draw the head toward the knee. And as you exhale, release. We'll do this one more time. We'll inhale and draw ourselves together in this compact little ball. And this time we'll stay here a few breaths. Again, using this opportunity as we round, as we realize all of this potential, as we are balled tightly, to offer up our yoga practice to something greater than ourselves, to give abundance to others. And with your next exhalation, slowly release that left foot back down to earth and unclasp your hands. We'll uncross the legs. And this time we'll bring the left ankle to the top of the right knee. We'll thread the left arm between the legs. And we'll clasp the hands on the top of the right knee. As you breathe in, draw your knee toward your chest. Lift your head toward your right knee. As you breathe out, relax. Release your head back down to earth. As you breathe in, draw your knee toward your chest. Draw your head toward your knee. And as you breathe out, release. And as you breathe in, again, draw your knee toward your chest. Lift your head toward your knee, and we'll stay here a few breaths. Your breath remains smooth and even. And as you exhale, slowly release. Let your knees shift from side to side. Let your hips shift from side to side before extending your arms up overhead and extending your legs out onto the floor, pointing the toes, making the body just as long as possible. From here, begin to shift your shoulders from left to right. Begin to shift your hips from left to right. And we'll take this time to make any last adjustments to the body, to the wardrobe, before making our way into our posture of final rest, making sure that you find a pose of final rest that is deeply restful for you. Maybe supporting your thighs with a folded blanket. Maybe covering yourself with a blanket. Covering your eyes with an eye pillow. palms to face the sky. Bring the legs and feet a comfortable distance apart. Close your eyes. Let your body become heavy, completely heavy, completely free of the need to do, and consumed with the desire just to be. And we take rest here. begin to bring your awareness back into your body, beginning with the soles of the feet, and the palms of your hands, let your breath deepen, and as your breath deepens, notice the movement that it brings back to your body. Begin to wiggle the fingers and wriggle the toes. Taking your time to keep your awareness within. Begin to make circles with the wrists and the ankles. Take your time to sweep your arms out to your sides and up overhead. Make your body as long as possible before drawing your knees in toward your chest, rocking from side to side. Let's bring that rocking over to your favorite side. Just taking a moment here, all curled up. Still resting, still deeply within. Just allow yourself to become aware of the abundance within you. To become aware of the abundance that surrounds you. Take a moment to know that they are the same. And from here, we'll slowly begin to bring ourselves back to a nice tall seat, still keeping your awareness within, still keeping the thoughts soft. And we'll just bring the hands to the heart center. Filled completely with all that is good within you, all that is good around you. From here, I thought that we could chant the Lakshmi mantra, Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha, 3 times, followed by 1 big beautiful Om. We'll take a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in. And out, and in. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Thank you so much for joining me today for this practice, for sharing your light with the world, and for being open to receive all that the world has to give you. I wish you peace on your path and love in your heart. Until we meet again. And always, namaste.